Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another Tony show. Sorry I'm late, and I do apologize for the last show. Apparently, I had Audacity has a mind of its own sometimes, and so I was trying to. Anyway, there was a screw up. And I did get the messages, so I do thank you. It's one of those shows that wound up in the Twilight Zone. Anyway, before I start off, I'm going to repeat what I said the other show. As far as shipping goods and items, if you're shipping or going to be requesting a big ticket item, nano bucket, triangle, fans, you know, repelling fans, or any other, even coils, any other big ticket item, I'm going to remind you that the cutoff date will be the last week of December, last week of November, first week of December. Let me repeat, last week of November, first week of December. Will not go out any much past that. Small ticket items, flash drives, DVD books, grounding straps, repulsors, stuff like that, we will ship. Reason being is that during the holiday season, most of you who are ordering these big ticket items are spending big ticket money, and I'd like to make sure you get what you pay for. And a lot of times during this time of the year, sometimes somebody else wants those products more than you do, but they don't want to pay for them. So let me repeat, I will be shipping out anything, tinctures, books, whatever, small ticket items. Big ticket items that, like I said, repulsor fans, which are really expensive, buckets, triangles, coils, if you want coils made, whatever. Those I'm not going to ship after probably the last day of November, no more maybe than the midweek of the first week of December. That's it. Okay. And even then, that will be pushing it. If it comes too close to the end, I will contact you. Contact me by email. That would help. And then I will tell you whether or not I'm going to be able to ship it or not before you send me any money. And I will tell you to hold your money if I can't ship it till after the holidays. Because after the holidays, things seem to have a way, about maybe 2 weeks after the holidays, things go back to normal. Like I said, things wind up, you know, going poof, you know, and you don't see it. Alrighty, that show is always going to, I always try to give diversity in my shows, to give you a full spectrum of things that were being hit with on so many different fronts. I get a lot of people sending me emails as well to what they see and things of this nature, so sometimes I have to kind of filter out what I can do, because if I took everybody's emails and just threw them out there, it would be like we'd be here forever. And so sooner or later, I do get around to certain things. And somebody sent me something tonight, or last night. Robert Steiner, I think is his name. He put out a page, and there was some articles that were written like 100 years ago. 100 years ago, they knew about electricity and electromagnetism. And they pointed out all the dangers of these things 100 years ago. Now, sometimes they used the term electricity when they were really referencing frequencies. And you can argue that electricity is a type of frequency, but they were actually pointing out how electricity basically was demonic. And they went into a whole big diatribe on the whole, you know, explanation about why and how. And some of you might say, well, how can electricity be demonic? Well, there is AC and DC, and AC doesn't really work well with us. And they instituted this, you know, through Tesla Technologies, because they said the AC didn't need as much work to get the power across, and it was a lot more efficient than DC. So anyway, and DC does work better with the body, no question. But there are some times when DC does work well, or AC does work well. But still, concept of the frequencies, the concept of the electricity, the concept of their explanations of it, was pretty accurate, really. I'm going to send you the link, and I'm going to send you some of the excerpts that I picked out just to give you an idea that how efficient they were. And in some places, though, when they use the term electricity, they're actually referencing frequencies. At the time, they didn't know what a frequency was, but they did know what electricity was, and they didn't know what electromagnetic fields were and how they even related to the Earth. So this was, like I said, this was a fascinating read, and I shared it with a bunch of people on the Skype, and one guy was going, wow, this is like 100 years ago they were talking this stuff. And you know what? It's interesting. They knew about this 100 years ago. Yet the military-industrial complex, along with the government, along with the corporations, the power companies, and everybody else, despite the fact that they were aware that this was going on and that this was lethal, today they are pushing this like there's no tomorrow. Elon Musk and SpaceX is dumping more satellites up in the air by the day or by the week. And you got to kind of ask yourself this question: why are we putting out so many satellites up above in the atmosphere? Some of the astronomers are saying now that you can't, it's affecting our visual of the astronomy, the stars above us and the planets. Can't see them hardly because of all the satellites that are going up. So there's something that's going on in this mad race to saturate the sky with these satellites. Now, it could be the blue beam technology is being set in place, the stage is being set, we got all this chemtrail stuff in the sky, we got so much of it saturating the atmosphere now that it's quite possible now that they can set out the blue beam array that they want to set up in the atmosphere to create a diversion. This is, again, a speculation, nothing more, hypothesis. Could be something else altogether. It could be another means of amplifying the frequency transmissions across the planet, further pushing the ionosphere further out, so they could weaponize more efficiently the weaponry that's required. Maybe this is designed to stop the Russian hypermissile that the Russians built, because you can't spot it. But apparently if you make a net or a network across the atmosphere, it's bound to pick up some kind of movement, some kind of trace, which would create a defense mechanism or defense field against something coming in at such a speed that you can't pick it up with normal radar. Or perhaps maybe this is designed to increase the radar efficiency to pick up these kind of missiles. Who knows for sure? But the implication here on this is we are going to suffer as a result of this tech. This tech, we are so bombarded with so many different frequencies on a daily basis that it is constantly breaking us down. It's constantly altering our genetic code, constantly altering our DNA. And the higher the bandwidth or the higher the frequency output, the more damage it causes. It is insanely nuts that this is going on. And yet our respective governments, no matter where you live, is doing nothing. The power companies and the telecommunications companies are madly racing to get whatever they want to get done, because sooner or later there's going to be a backlash on this. I mentioned in the last show, I don't know if you guys got it or not, if you heard it in the show, but I mentioned how there was going to be a major problem with terahertz frequencies, how it will affect the mitochondria, how it will affect ATP production, how it affects the DNA. When they fire those terahertz frequencies, they will, in fact, create major heart arrest across the planet. And you're going to see people drop dead from being hit with this frequency band. It's going to shut down the heart. So if you have a weak heart, you might want to start fortifying your heart. You know, there's a proverb that says, "Guard well thy heart, for from it flow the wellsprings of life." Interesting verse. Now you can take that to interpret in many different ways. You know, go into a spiritual realm, a physical realm, whatever you want. I'm just going to keep it simple. Guard well thy heart. In other words, protect your heart. You know, guard it, watch over it, look after it. Okay? For from it flow the wellsprings of life. Life is in the blood. Heart regulates and filters your blood. It is your connections on also so many different levels. So what do we do for the heart? Well, let's try, those of you who are in a limited budget, can't afford a lot of high-end supplements, keep it basic. There's two herbs you can use. They're relatively cheap. You can be found anywhere in Europe and the United States, even South America, I believe. Get in China. Asia will have access as well. You can use hawthorn, leaf, and flower, which will protect the heart. And you can use a herb called rosemary. That too will protect the heart. In India, they have a herb called Arjuna. This too will protect the heart. These are herbal teas you can even combine and drink to, again, fortify and strengthen the heart. Taking enzymes. Enzymes will break down any impediment that might be lodged in the blood vessels and arteries and throughout. Let me mention one other thing before I go on. The brain also will be impacted by this. Since your brain has an electrical conduit that transfers tiny little electrical synapses, signaling pathways throughout the brain, this too will affect the mitochondria of the brain, which can cause, again, brain damage. So we're going to talk about brain and we're going to talk about heart. So with the heart, okay, you got to have heart. Okay, so the other things you can use, basic things, you can use a vitamin E that's neither soy base, either flaxseed oil base, canola oil base, or any other coming from some shit oil. Get some good old fashioned vitamin E. You can get it with the testosterone and the tocotrienols. You can use things like almond oil, taking a teaspoon of almond oil. You can take olive oil, provided the olive oil is legit and not a counterfeit. Teaspoon of that several times a day, same with the almond oil. Almond oil, believe it or not, and olive oil have similar properties. Some differences as well, but they both have high concentrations of vitamin E, so you can take a teaspoon of this daily of each. Now, if you're a woman and you're taking olive oil, this will increase testosterone, same with men. But women will be more receptive to the testosterone. It can cause DHT, which can cause hair fallout. The male pattern baldness will also be female pattern baldness. So, use an alternative. Sunflower oil also has vitamin E and oleic acid in it. So does olive oil. It has oleic acid in it as well. So, these are things you can use. Another thing you want to use, again, is very inexpensive. For men, selenium should be at the top of the list. Selenium regulates the male heart. So again, start using selenium. Other things women can use it as well. Because you're going to need selenium as well for regulating the iodine in the thyroid and to protect the reproductive system. You may also want to look at taurine, magnesium, and potassium. Taurine about 500 milligrams, magnesium chloride 100 milligrams, potassium chloride or citrate, either magnesium citrate or potassium citrate, 100 milligrams of the magnesium and 99 milligrams of the potassium. If you have chloride, you can do the same, about 100. If you have a weak heart, you may want to take these things several times a day. One a day will not fix it. Every 3 hours will. Plus a change of diet. The diet has to change. But these are things that can fortify the heart. Now the other thing you want to look at is saturated fat. The cholesterol in the fat actually protects the heart. As we get older, the cholesterol levels in our bodies go up. But the vitamin E and the vitamin C levels go down, and cholesterol compensates for the lowering of the vitamin E and the vitamin C. So you might want to make the cholesterol drink that we showed you. You know, you take an egg, some brandy, some cream, some essential oils, vitamin A, CQ10, and VHG, and mix it together and get it in you. Don't worry about it. You're not going to die unless you're eating junk food. Junk food will kill you. These are things that will help dramatically, okay, in fortifying the heart. Some of these carry over into the brain as well. Keep that in mind. But the fats are going to be needed to reinforce the cellular integrity. So when you get hit with the terahertz frequencies and there is a discharge of the water molecules in your body, your body will become more resistant on some level because you'll be healthier. be able to fight it off. Your heart won't be just assaulted. Now, you may want to start also wearing the silver or copper shielding or brass shielding. You know, make a poncho and wear that under your shirt, so if you do get hit with a frequency, you know, it can deflect it, minimize the effect. Terahertz is infrared and microwave combined. Infrared takes the microwave into the body 4 inches either way, any which way. So you're getting hit from four different beams from four different directions, and it's pretty well gone to your core. It will then break down the cells, releasing the water in your cells, using the hydrogen to amplify the signal, further causing major damage to the mitochondria and major damage to the ATP production. With no ATP, you have no energy. If you have no energy, your cells die. If your cells die, you're not too far behind. It's the way it goes, you know. Everything has a connection. That's what they keep telling me. So these are some of the things you can take for the heart. Now the brain is composed of almost 60% fat, 57% fat. The brain needs cholesterol as well. So taking a cholesterol drink like we showed and adding certain essential oils like rosemary, sage, bay leaf, these all affect the brain, help keep the lipofuscin levels of the brain down to a minimal. Lipofuscin are the free radical damage from the fats in the brain, which are very difficult to remove from the brain. Again, using things like Epsom salt as a drink with borax in the water will help flush out any aluminum buildup that might be occurring in the brain and can reinforce and help the brain function better with the boron. Now, iodine is also a nootropic for the brain, so you might want to use iodine. Zinc and copper are both nootropics for the brain, so you might want to combine zinc and copper because the zinc and the copper produce SOD. SOD will help remove some of the free radical buildup that you may be getting affected with. You may have to wear a shielding cap on your head to block any transmissions that may be trying to penetrate the brain through any means, whether it's street lights, car lights, lights inside the store, lights inside your home, if you've got any of these LED lights, blue beam from the television, Blu-ray from the television, Blu-ray or blue beam from the street lights, from the movie house, wherever it can transmit or emit a blue beam coming at you can affect the brain and enter into the brain and cause a programming effect. But when you're talking terahertz, now we're doing something more. We are causing brain damage. The dumbing down of the brain. Drain the brain. That's the game. It all rhymes. Drain the brain. That's the game. We're in that world. There's no ethical, moral, or spiritual aspect here. That's in the higher authorities. Any spiritual, moral, or ethical realm, again, like I said, or godliness, any form of godliness, ethical or moral activity is all going to come from you. It's going to come from you. It's going to come from the people around you, people you associate with. We are at war. I've said this many a time. We are at war. Bible says there's no discharge from war. When you read that verse, and it was written way back when, and you look at today, we are in a war. Some will say it's a spiritual war. Well, again, spiritual would imply that we're using technology or any other thing to cause damage to mankind. You know, whether we're talking being hit with temptation or we're talking about being hit with violation, that's all a spiritual war. And we need to really interpret these things a little bit better than what we have been, especially by from what some of these churches have been teaching and even some of these so-called self-taught people, what they think they know. Things have to be reevaluated today on all so many levels, because again, so much of what we've been taught and what we've been led to believe on so many different fronts has majority of the time been a deception or a disinformation or a dysfunctionality. We are in a world. I was just talking about to a buddy of mine when they were sharing the information from Robert Steiner in regard to We're in a bizarre world. Now, when we're talking about the electricity stuff, and that bizarre world, I mean, it is bizarro. Everything on this planet has been totally inverted, totally just nuts. What is going on in regarding to what we think is true isn't true, what we think is a lie is true, what we call red, green, red, black is white is black, up is down is up, left is right. Today I had a couple of people come in yesterday in the shop and they saw some man that is so sick. Didn't say anything. I thought, why waste my breath? You know, and I can see, again, through no fault of that person, we are dealing with a programming that's been going on for quite some time. Turn of the century, it started, it got initiated, we got into World War One, the propaganda kept going, we got into World War Two, the propaganda kept going, and then we got into the Cold War with the Russians, and the propaganda kept going, and there was the Korean War, another propaganda kept going, and then we had the Vietnamese War, and then another propaganda. You know, I mean, it's all been propagated. We've been believing so much bullshit on so many different levels. This is why I'm saying everybody has to evaluate what they think they know. You know, I've had to reevaluate a lot of things I was taught as well, even on every front. There are still some things I'm evaluating, because it's like I said in the last video, when you wake up, and as you wake up, all of a sudden you begin to realize how much bullshit you have been fed, and so now you try to retrace your steps back to the truth, if you will. And so as you retrace your steps back, you really get confused because you don't know what is and what ain't. And I've often, and I said in some of the videos, you have to substantiate and validate to verify what you're doing. And don't let anybody tell you what to do. Because most people today, they're trying to give you advice and they're trying to tell you that they're some kind of spiritual or health guru or something. The majority don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. They really don't. They are just like you. They are at best believing something based on either a hypothesis or what they believe to be true based on what they've been taught. And there's nothing there to validate or indicate that what they've been taught is accurate. This is, you know, the way it is. So this is why you have to substantiate everything for yourself. You know, I don't care what you believe. Whether you believe in biblical truths, Vedic truths, Torah truths, Quran truths, Buddhist truths, whatever they are. You have to really investigate, because a lot of New Age movement that's out there today is based itself on conjecture more than anything else. Nothing to substantiate. It's all about what they feel, what they think, what they tell you about the holiday. I got a connection with their heart, with the universe. Like, really? Space, the final frontier. Everything has to have some sort of substantiation or validation. And I did a show I had an interview in Israel called An Epic Talk for Epic Times with Tony Pantelaresco. And Ahiva is what he's got on his, Ahiva by 528. We did an interview and it was pretty good. I mentioned that in the last show. Again, I don't know if it came out or not. But anyway, the whole thing in regard to what we were talking about was pertaining to what we're talking about tonight. You know, and he asked me, well, if there was one thing that we could all do, what would it be? And I said, substantiation and validation. You know, we're all basically walking around in the dark at this stage. Okay, irrespective of what you may be believing. And okay, someone said, well, Jesus is the light of the world. That's true. Not denying that. But how are you following Jesus? You know, are you actually following Jesus? Or are you following some religion or some theology or some concept or conjecture that somebody threw out there. And I'm not trying to play the devil's advocate here. I'm just trying to express wholeheartedly here the need to validate and substantiate. And I said that in the interview. I don't care if you believe in the Quran. I don't believe you believe in the Torah. I don't care if you believe in the Bible or the Vedics or whatever, or the Buddhists, all of it. We don't know really what we've been taught. We can see what we've done, and we can validate some of the things in our experiences, which is also an indicator that, okay, we have seen this work. Nobody can take that from you. But we have to start looking at things now from a source perspective as well. And it's important that we begin to realize that, a lot of things ain't at all what we were told. The illusion and the games that have been propagated to the general population, it's just been horrific. And we are still, we've been walking in the dark, we've been walking in the dark for quite some time. And now what's happening, and I'm seeing this happen, is that there is an awakening happening. There's an awakening happening, and there's activity happening that I haven't seen happen like this in a long time. And this is a good sign that it's going on all over the place. And we're seeing cracks in the matrix. Okay, you can see the cracks going on in Canada. We have now a threat that we may not have a country. The country may actually dissolve because of the policies of the capital. We have Hong Kong right now being assaulted because of their democratic process and how China's moving in to try to squash any kind of democratic ideologies. They're trying to separate everything from and become completely one China. How Australia is also being assaulted by China as well, part of the Pacific Rim effect there. So we're seeing cracks going on, and we're seeing a lot of things, even in regard, Shai is the guy's name on the video, in regard, I knew it was Shai, and I was saying it wrong, so I want to make sure I got his name right. Shai, it's on the YouTube channel, an epic talk for Epic Times with Tony Pantoresco. Sorry that I jumped the way I did, but I want to make sure everybody gets the chance to see that video, that audio or video that we did, and hopefully get something, take something from it, and then share everything, share this with everybody, because I think everybody needs to hear what we were talking about. It was a good video, and I teased them a little bit, we had a little fun on the video, or on the interview. So, share it, get to know it. It's important that, the message is there. And we covered a full spectrum of things, at the end of it all, we were, there was a lot of thought-provoking concepts that were being expressed. Thought-provoking concepts is something we all need. It will get us to look at things from ways we may not have been able to see before, and to be able to analyze things in a different way, instead of following the rote and program that we've been given to think in a machine-like manner. We can use the power of deduction and think in ways that work for us to figure out what's going on, and then once you understand what you're reading, then to experiment to validate or substantiate. Every problem we're dealing with today, whether it's transmissions from power lines, transmissions from towers, cell phone transmissions, smart tech devices in your home like TVs, washers, dryers, stoves, refrigerators, thermostats, whether it's genetically modified foods, transgenetics in the food supply, nanosilver, nanosilica being sprayed in the food supply, atrazine, DDT, and all these other, glyphosates, all these estrogenically based pesticides. Whatever your vaccinations, whatever your agenda is that you are fighting, it won't matter because they are all connected. This is all part of the warfare that's being induced on mankind. They are using so many different things on so many different fronts, from voice to skull technology to make you afraid and to make you, you know, see things and believe things and hear things that isn't real or true. Or there may be an aspect of truth to it that is being embellished so that they can create some other anomaly or anomalous thinking in your mind. Foods you're eating that are also affecting the way you think, the way you feel. There was a guy there about a week or so ago. he was suing Apple cell phone company, or Apple, because the phone was altering his sexuality. He said it was turning him gay. The frequencies from the phone were altering his genetic code. That is very possible today. You have so much programming inside your body, so many nanoparticulates inside your body that have already networked throughout your system. It wouldn't take much for them to induce through a programming an alteration or a change in the DNA and genetic code. It's not beyond the scope anymore. You know, and like I said, when we're talking in terms of tech, this tech we could really seriously do without. It's just not the tech we need. You know, it's basically a another leash, another tether, you know, something else to help induce a program. The more you look at what's going on around you, and the more you're able to face the truth about what's going on around you, you can see how we're being violated, how we've been invaded, and how we're being corrupted. I was talking to people today and throughout, and everyone was telling me, you know, we have never seen anything like this before. You know, the whole sexuality thing, it's going wacko. How people being sick, that's going wacko. People doing stupid crap, this is all going wacko. This is not normal. This is becoming the normalcy. Because what happens is the more you're exposed to this insanity, the more you think this is the way it is. This is a mind-altering experiment being conducted on everybody so that we can change and transition people to believing that the confusion and dysfunctionality that's going on is the norm. And this way you won't be able to determine or figure out what's up and down. Can't see, won't be able to see the truth even if it was standing right in front of you. You wouldn't be able to see the devil if he was standing right in front of you. That's how corrupted thinking can become. It's imperative that you hold your ground. It's imperative you hold on to your faith, your beliefs, and a substantiated faith and beliefs. Let me put it that way. It's a good idea to let go of any kind of churchology that you may have acquired, because you don't know if the church is saying something contrary to the Bible or they're interpreting a certain scripture for you, you know, lacing this scripture with that scripture and this scripture with that to justify a idea or concept. That really is not accurate way of doing things. The concept there, because the idea there is, if I take the Bible and I'm reading the Bible, I can string in a ton of different scriptural references to justify or validate what I want everybody to think. Doesn't mean it's accurate, and it doesn't even mean it's from God. That's what I think. That's based on my conjecture, my speculation, my perspective, in order to be able to string things together so that I can understand it in a certain way. Doesn't mean that's the truth either. Doesn't mean it's even accurate. Again, test what you're reading. Validate it. God does use the Bible to teach people certain lessons, and I'm not saying I'm against it at all. I'm just saying validate what you're getting. I've heard people tell me that they've heard the voice of God. They have left their environment. They have moved to some other location, got there, and they were accosted, they were assaulted, they were targeted. You know, God is not going to lead you into temptation or danger if you're of his flock. It doesn't make sense. Why would you send one of your flock in a place where you're going to be assaulted and violated? Sometimes God may send you there, but it'll be for a reason. In other words, maybe to help somebody out, or maybe to, and again, there would be a certain correlation there. Him sending you and things, doing whatever. It's the way it goes sometimes, you know, and there's really, it's really hard to really give you a straight answer on that, because God's infinite. So whatever he sees as fit and wise, this is what he's going to do. But in regard to test, and this goes right across the board. I don't care if you read the Torah. Test it. Test what you're hearing. Make sure that the rabbi is teaching, telling you the truth. Validate what you're reading, you know, because what they may be telling you, what you are reading may not, they may conflict. And if you're not reading your own Torah, then maybe perhaps you should start. I tell people to read about Jesus. Start with the New Testament. I find that is, for the most part, some of the most enlightening words you'll ever read. Same with the Quran. You got an MM out there yelling, you know, Allah Akbar and kill, kill, kill. Maybe perhaps you should read the Quran yourself. Because the way I see it, if some, I don't care what the religion is, I don't care what the faith is, I don't care what the so-called spiritual concept is. If somebody is telling you to go kill, and they sit at home while you go out to die, something's wrong there. The leaders in the past, if they were going to lead and tell their people to go and kill, they led the charge. They didn't sit home in their ivory palaces. They didn't stay home in their comfort zone. They didn't sit in a place where they were away from the fighting. They were on the front line leading the pack. If they're not willing to do that, then perhaps you might want to reevaluate what you're hearing. People get caught up in an emotional zeal, and sometimes that can shut down the gray matter, the brain, so you're not thinking. And this applies not just to the people of Islam. There are Christians in the past, even the Catholics, same thing. They used to kill because the Pope said, you'll die in God's honor, or you're dying for God, or some stupid thing like that. It's not true. None of them are accurate in this. This is something they did to basically cull the herd, kill, wipe out the population, bring it down to a more manageable level. It's strange as it may sound, but religion will never save you. All religion will do is keep you walking in circles with the concept or the perspective that you are doing something spiritual, or you're being very pious, or whatever. Doesn't work, won't get you anywhere but a circle. You know, test everything you read, substantiate and validate. That's, see, the thing is, in science and mathematics, those same principles are applied in order to validate or substantiate a fact. So we have a theory, we have a hypothesis, and then we do an experiment to see what we get in that experimentation. And then how the experiment is done also determines the final results. See, when I look at nano, and I look at the nano poisoning, nano bio programming, being having gone through it myself, I have done my own experimentation and come to the conclusion that what we have been exposed to is not what we are hearing on the internet and through some other people, more gallons and black goo and all the other bullshit that I've heard. And once you're involved with it and you're looking at this and you see the nature of this beast, if you will, then you begin to understand that this ain't normal. Not a parasite, not in the sense that we know. It's not a fungi, not in the sense that we know. It's not a worm, not in the sense that we know. But what it is a nanobio construct. It is a form of enhanced biology integrated with nanotechnology, having an operating system and a program so that now it functions in a completely different way. Now, all these vaccines that are pumping in, I just read an article today that they're actually pumping in nano silver to fight Lyme disease. What a load of bullshit that is. Anybody is going to tell you to inject nano silver into your body, you can tell them to take that needle and shove it up their backside. That will definitely cause high levels of castration among the male population. And nano silver doesn't come out of the body. It embeds itself in the brain, liver, and spine. It's utilized by the assembling network of nanotechnology or nanobiotech to utilize it as a power source or as a material to build and construct. I read that and I was going to respond. I thought it's a waste of time. Some woman doctor there, and I'm not a genderist. I'm just telling the way it is. Again, injecting an IV with nanosilver to the male population. I thought, how quaint can this be? Another assault on the male population. This will affect women too. This will also damage you and your spine, liver, and spleen. But for the male population, this goes right to the testicles and literally shreds the tubes in the testicles, causing high levels of sterilization. We are having a sterile planet. They're working on it very hard, very difficultly. I shouldn't say difficultly now. With the nature of targeting millennials, vegans. What did I get today about the vegans? The vegans now were subjecting themselves to a vasectomy. Can you imagine that? Young people going in, hey, put a snip on my testicle there, will ya? But that's normal. That's the program. That's what's running. You know, if you have a son, protect him. If you have a daughter, protect her. Make sure you teach them what their genitals are for. You know, and how they're not to be exploited by the medical establishment. And they're not meant to be sterilized. If you don't want any children, abstain. Best way to do it. Wearing protection may not be the best way to doing it anymore. So again, that's just a concept. Now obviously you're going to do as you see fit, and this is not me telling you what to do. This is just me giving you a perspective on how and where we are at today in regarding to, again, basically this is a form of mutilation on a young male population. Incredible. This opens up the men again to testicular cancer. So if you have had that done, again, another thing you might want to incorporate is more selenium to protect the sac, so that to minimize any repercussions as a result of the surgical procedure that may have been done to you. Important that you follow, you know, and understand what's going on in today's times. We are no longer living in ethical times. We're no longer living in those days where there was a moral or spiritual or godly concept. We are living in days today that are will test everything that you think you know. Will cross the lines on things you believe. Will violate you and cause you to be in a state of compromise any chance it can. That's where we're at today. So be on your guard. I'm going to touch on a couple more things. The increase in antibiotics may cause Parkinson's. So if you are on a high, utilizing a high dose of antibiotics, obviously you need to use a nootropic. So we were talking about the brain earlier being targeted with terahertz frequencies. So what do we do with that? We want to use nootropics, things like sunflower lecithin, because it both has the choline and inositol in it. You might want to use some nootropics like centrofenoxine, which can protect acetylcholine from breaking down. You might want to use things like rosemary, which can also increase the dendrite support on the acetylcholine. You might want to use DMAE, which acts as an energy source for the brain. You might want to use pyrrhocetum, which actually increases the connectivity between the right and left side of the brain. You might want to use saturated fat, again, or cholesterol to make the brain work more efficiently. It's the cholesterol that increases brain acuity, not omega-3. Omega-3 causes brain to have high levels of oxidative damage. Even the rest of the body with the fats. That's why they sold it. 20 years using this stuff, the cells become very compromised. Very easy to break open with a terahertz frequency. You might want to use something called piretinol, which is another nootropic that's used to remove. It acts as a brain support, supporting the fats and the glucose usage of the brain. You might want to use something like black coffee. You know, it too has nootropic effects. Works just like ginkgo. Except ginkgo, if you have an allergic reaction to poison ivy, ginkgo may do the same thing and create a rash-like effect. So coffee, it works just as well and is a lot cheaper. These are things that you can use. The nutrients like zinc and copper, iodine and borax or boron have a high affinity for brain usage. Again, consider what we're up against. You might find that by starting to use some of these things, your brain will start to come back. Using things like B12, folic acid, choline, inositol, B1, niacinamide. Okay, you can put them all in a yogurt solution with fat. Yogurt with fat, not this sugar-free, fat-free crap. Yogurt with fat with a healthy cultural bacteria. Let it sit for a day. Utilize that cultured complex you just made. You will have increased the uptake of those nutrients because the probiotic from the yogurt and things will actually increase and amplify the effect of these nutrients so that they are far more effective in their usage. And you may find that giving your children, for instance, there's a product on the U.S. market called B-Total. It's a liquid B vitamin and it's clean, no shit in it. Put that in the yogurt and give that to your kids every day. Mix a little sunflower lecithin in there, if you will. You know, make a smoothie out of them. Tons of things you can do, but again, support the brain. Okay. Support the mitochondria, support the ATP, B2, B3, B4, which is adenine, not call it something else, but it's adenine. Those three B vitamins will increase ATP production. Okay, you may want to consider using them. So we have a lot of ways and lots of ways and means to impact brain acuity, brain functionality, brain support, brain longevity. See, the reason why we're having brain issues like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and the autisms is because the brain is being saturated with high levels of nanometal getting into the brain, and the brain then reacts by trying to create a wedge or a block so that the nanoparticles cannot assemble or go further into the brain, and as a result, the brain has a short. Some of the medications you're taking have these polymer materials and these nanoparticulates in the supplementation, or sorry, not so, in the even the supplementation, but in the pharmaceuticals, which are causing major mayhem in the brain, creating networks that can block the flow of information from the brain. Then you get hit with a frequency with these antennas that have been built inside the brain. And then you wonder why you can't remember nothing. You can't focus. You can't think. You can't... you're adrift in your mind all the time because you're being constantly bombarded with particulate matter that is you're absorbing from the sky and the food supply, and then being activated by some kind of frequency. It is a very well thought out, well constructed assault on mankind. So I'm saying, well, this is not a very positive message. I think it's more positive than you realize. Because if you know what's going on, then you can defend yourself. If you don't want to know what's going on because you want to stay in the dark and fed like a, and treated like a mushroom, you know what the old saying goes, right? You know, treated like a mushroom. You're basically fed a lot of crap and kept in the dark. Well, that's pretty much what some people want. They don't want to know the truth. Well, if you don't want to know the truth, you shouldn't be tuning into my channel, because I'm going to tell you the way you like, whether you like it or not. I'll try to give you some information on how to defend yourself, but the reality is, for every person that doesn't wake up, those people may be the ones up the way. They may betray you for a prize or for a crumb or for something of no significance. Keep that in mind. Every time we wake somebody up, every time we make somebody aware, and you don't have to beat them, you don't have to convert them, just, the Bible says, the truth shall set you free. Just tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. That's all you got to do. You know, and let the truth do what it needs to do. You'll be amazed at, by allowing people to make their own minds and coming up to their own conclusions, how most of the time they will see things the way you are expressing it. They'll get it. First they will freak, then they'll get depressed, then they'll like regret that you ever told them anything, then they'll get mad, then they'll get active. And they'll start diving into the research. That's usually the process what people go through. So don't hesitate. You know, tell it like it is, tell it the way it is, show them what it is, and just here you go. Go look it up yourself. And they say, well, I ain't got time for this. I'm busy doing this, I'm busy doing that. Okay, you've done your job. That's it. When the time comes and the assault falls to them, when they become the victim because of their ignorance. See, the thing about ignorance is when you're ignorant, you become a bigger target because they know you don't see what's going on, so they're going to assault you even further. When you are awake, that's when, like I said, you start defending yourself. You become more resistant to the assault. Things change. And when they change, you'll get a better grasp of the way things are working, and you'll get a better grasp of what to do. You might even have a talk with the Great One, referring to the Almighty. You know, we talked about that in the interview with Shai. We're talking about reading the Bible, and sometimes I read the Bible and I don't know what God's talking about. I tell him I don't speak Godese, you know. I have, because it's God's word, and he vibrates in a higher frequency. So since he's operating in a higher frequency, I got to say, God, hey, you want to break this down for me, you know, and go from there. Everything is like that. A lot of us are resonating at a higher frequency. Those of us who've been awake the longest, or for a long time, I should say the longest, but for a long time, we are all operating at a higher frequency than somebody who just woke up, because we've gone through the fires and the rings and everything else. So in one sense, we are obligated to help them any way we can. Now, same token, I'm Mediterranean. I don't have any tolerance sometimes, you know, just my genetics. All I do is tell it the way it is and how it is. Don't try to convert nobody. Present to them whatever I can present. Express to them what I can express. Tell them to go to my website. Look at the information. Go to Brian396's website. Go look at his information. You decide. It's not a choice thing. You decide, because you're going to see what I'm saying, what he's saying, is identical. He goes into different tangents and different things, and I go to different tangents and different. I'm going into AI and other things that way. He's going to other venues regarding to dimensional stuff. But the meat, and that's again because of our the way we've advanced and the way in our direction where we go, and then we come back and we share whatever. That's good. We need that kind of diversity. We need that kind of diversification. You know, seeing the facts, getting connected to the core, understanding the core value of what's going on, and as you evolve and grow, you never know what tangent you're going to wind up getting into. But everything has a place. Everything has some kind of connection in regarding to the violations and the assault. And in that understanding, we may find answers that we wouldn't have otherwise known about or looked at. And that's really important, having validated, substantiated answers that we can all utilize and say, hey, you know, this really works. This is working. This has done this. We said it was going to do that. We tried it. It did this. It works. Okay. And don't, initially, you're going to feel somewhat inferior because you don't know anything. Remember one thing, if you ever feel that way, we all got started, all of us, somewhere, some way, somehow. Initially, when we all got started, none of us knew anything either. And it was a process of growth and development, exchanging ideas, exploring those ideas, experimenting with those ideas, interacting with what we discovered. And this is how we grew. This is how we are growing. Now, we'll always grow. I don't see everything. I get a small piece of the pie, small piece of the picture, very tiny pieces, in fact. Another friend, all my friends all have a tiny piece of the picture. And then we get together. Oh, you got this. Oh, you got that. Oh, wow, this is cool. Where'd you find this? Okay. Well, I don't have nothing today, and you guys are smarter than I am today. But that's cool, because I learned something today. I have a friend of mine. His name is DeMarco. He's in Yugoslavia. And we were working together some time back. And we would start working on stuff, you know, with the triangle and whatever. And one day he found a whole bunch of stuff, and I got mad. I was mad at myself, not him. I was happy he found it, because now I got the benefit from it. And I said, crap. I said, how come I didn't get that? He said, well, you can't get everything, you know. Have fun in that exchange. You're in a war. Hey, learn to enjoy each other's company. Learn to enjoy and respect each other's contribution. You will go a long way in it. Seriously, you'll find that you'll make new friends, new connections, new networks, and it'll be, I hate using the word journey as well. I'm not crazy about using that terminology either. But I will say it will be a new way of living, a new way of thinking, a new way of exploring and experimenting with life. It ain't gonna always be fun. But whenever you get a chance to meet people and connect with people who are like-minded, it will be fulfilling. That usually is the way it goes. All right. You got Brian 396. You got Aramac. You got myself. We're all putting out there. I've got the links on this site. They'll be up tonight as well. Check out what everybody's doing, what everybody's trying to convey. There are other people out there like Smee Love True and others. Well, I'm not sure if she's still doing it anymore, but I see a lot of her stuff coming up. But there are these three places that will educate you, stimulate you, and get you to, you know, pursue what you need to pursue. So again, if you can help Aramac, you can help Brian financially, if you want to give a contribution to me as well, it's up to you. But help these guys out. You know, this takes time and this takes whatever. And buying raw materials to do some of these experiments can be pricey, and the benefit usually winds up with you anyway, because we give it away. We don't sell it. The only time I sell anything is if you make me build it. If you make me build it, I am going to charge you. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The idea behind those videos was so that you could become more autonomous, so you won't even have to rely on me. And eventually, I'm hoping that you guys will surpass me, you'll surpass Brian, you'll surpass everybody that's out there. You're going to have to. Anyway, support them any way you can. You got Brian 396 at www.minds.com, Brian 396 blogs. You also got his photo gallery, Brian 396 Nano Photo Gallery. I got to change that. I got that twice. How did that happen? You got Aramac at his channel and YouTube network. You got me on the Augmented Force page, and you got the Herbs Plus Speedworks on the YouTube channel. You'll also find me there. So you got places where you can go and get data and learn and be caught up, active, and coming up with solutions. So this is, again, something you might want to check out these links, check out the sites. Again, these are places I'm showing you so you can get into and look at what I'm seeing. And expand expand your experiences. Explore. Don't be afraid. Some things may rattle you. They rattle me too. But explore. All right. Until the next show, to your health, we'll see you then. Take care.